This is the Find Your Forte podcast, Technique Tuesday.
You have the passion. You have the education. Now it's time for the inspiration. Get ready to step up to the podium with purpose. This is the Find Your Forte podcast with choral director and lifestyle entrepreneur, Ryan Guth.
Hey, Choir Nation. It's me, Ryan Guth, once again with Technique Tuesday. Just a few things before we jump into our subject today, which is middle school boys and choir rehearsal, planning effectively to maximize your results in choir class with middle school boys. I wanted to jump in and just say that we have a couple announcements. Number one, we have started a Facebook group called Choir Nation. Go to Facebook, type in Choir Nation, and request access to that group. It'll be a very positive place for you and other listeners of the Find Your Forte podcast and other choral enthusiasts to interact with me, give me suggestions as to things you'd like to hear about, bounce questions off each other, and just generally be a positive and supportive group. So head on over to Facebook and type in Choir Nation in the search bar, and you will find it there. Number two, we are on the second in our five-part series, our email series on working with male voices. So head on over to ryanguth.com. When the box pops up, throw your email in there, and I will make sure you get the accompanying materials that go along with these Technique Tuesdays, because you are missing out if you don't have your email in there too. And I'd like to note that this is separate than our regular email list. So if you get our blog and podcast announcements, this is a different email list. So make sure you sign up for that one if you want to get the accompanying materials with Technique Tuesday. All right, so this is an audio essay on middle school boys and the choir rehearsal, planning effectively to maximize results. Here goes. The middle school boy, he is an interesting character, a conundrum, especially where singing is involved. Ask any middle school choral director about his or her male singers, and chances are you'll get a few eye rolls and maybe even an audible sigh, especially from experienced educators. Indeed, the changing voice always provides challenges, but with a steadfast rehearsal plan and positive approach to teaching the middle school boy, you can keep each rehearsal period moving in the right direction. Principle 1. Budget rehearsal time for the boys. In this day of shrinking programs, the rehearsal time disappearing from the curriculum, your allotted rehearsal times are more important than ever, and it's essential to make the most of what you've been given, especially in a school setting. Because of this, the director might be less inclined to isolate the boys during any given rehearsal and provide them with the extra practice they need. However, that time is essential to growing a quality and confident young men's section in your choir. So, don't hesitate to build in time during your rehearsal to work only with these young men. This doesn't have to be one isolated chunk of time, however. There are many times during rehearsal when you can simply insert some boys-only time. From my experience, the girls love to watch this process. During warm-ups is one of those times. Warm-ups that are crafted specially for your changing voices is essential. You'll be designing these warm-ups for success, of course, providing these often tentative young men with opportunity to feel good about their singing. The best warm-up for adolescent boys, choral pedagogues agree, are those that attempt to cover their entire range, both the highest high and the lowest low. However, this doesn't always occur during unison warm-ups where the boys are all singing at the same pitch level or an octave different than the girls. Often, many experienced choral leaders suggest an improvisatory vocalise would work better. For example, one might ask the boys to simulate what a wavy line drawn on the blackboard might sound like. As the director traces the line, the boys can move their voices up and down according to the dips and rises. Separate rehearsal moments should also happen while rehearsing repertoire. If you anticipate a phrase or two that might be a trouble spot, incorporate those into warm-ups as well, so that when rehearsing the repertoire, the boys will be able to make an immediate connection. As you plan, isolate the spots that are sure to be a problem for your changing voices and be ready to spend some time on those passages as soon as the issues arise. Principle 2. Anticipate musical and vocal problems in your rehearsal plan. You might be the best rehearsal planner on the planet, but when it comes to working with the adolescent voice, it's inevitable that problems will arise, even for the most organized conductor. So don't be married to your rehearsal plan that you're not willing to make changes where necessary, especially when it means keeping the boys engaged for the duration of the rehearsal time. Chances are you'll regularly encounter some issues with vocal technique that will need fine-tuning. Issues that seem easy to tackle with your girls might become a real challenge with the boys, requiring a few extra minutes here or there to ensure success moving forward. Items such as leaps between registers, tessitura, and vowel modification at the extremes of the boys' ever-changing ranges might need some attention that you hadn't planned. Don't just skip over them. Again, work on fixing them when you first recognize the problem. Principle 3. Use girls to provide vocal support and build confidence. Even if you've worked hard to do everything possible to make rehearsal comfortable and vital for your boys, there will still come a time when you're going to recognize frustration on their faces. This is usually a result of two things. One, the individual boy is uncomfortable with the sound of his own voice, and two, they are struggling to make a cohesive sound together. Parenthetically, number 3 would be a self-conscious feeling of singing in front of the opposite gender. One way to help with these issues is to involve the girls. Quite simply, let the girls sing along with the boys' parts, but in their appropriate octave. This will serve as a threefold purpose. The boys will be more likely to sing out if supported and will be better able to hear their part. The girls, as an added bonus, will gain some extra experience in sight reading. It's a win-win situation. Principle 4. Solve discipline problems before they arise. Though you've planned for all the pitfalls of rehearsal with your group of adolescent boys, behavior issues do arise. Any teacher, or indeed any parent, can tell you that the key to maintaining control is keeping things moving. Idle time provides a chance to become disruptive, so keeping the boys engaged is essential. Shift activities often, probably every 10 to 12 minutes is best. Middle schoolers in general, not just boys, often have a short attention span, so don't try to tackle 3 pages of your hardest song when 8 to 16 measures might be more appropriate. Chip away over time. Expect a lot from your male singers. Make it clear that your expectations are high and that will keep them working hard. Show them that singing is a worthwhile activity and that real men do indeed sing. Recognize that for many boys in the choir room, it is a little uncomfortable and that's why they act out. Chances are they've been provided with labels from other boys who think singing is less than masculine. Make the choir room a safe place to be. Keep the lines of communication open between you and your adolescent singers and assure them that they can come to you with appropriate questions. Talk to the girls in the choir, when the boys aren't present, of course, about encouraging the boys in rehearsal. Tell them to give a cheer when the boys nail a particular section of their music. Most of all, you need to provide positive reinforcement and help your singing boys build solid self-esteem at a time in their lives when confidence seems to be usually at an all-time low. This builds their trust in you and inspires respect, which allows rehearsal to proceed with fewer problems. Just to summarize and go back over each principle, principle 1 is budget rehearsal time for the boys. And just elaborate a little bit more clearly on what I have just spoken about and just sort of add some additional pro tips, so to speak. If you start rehearsing with the sopranos and altos and you always wait till the last minute to bring your boys in, I'm going to challenge you to flip that and start with the boys, Now, sometimes we want to start with the melody, and I understand that maybe we can have the boys sing in unison with the girls when we're reviewing melody. But when it comes to part singing, I would encourage you to maybe build from the bottom up. If you have basses and tenors in your choir, or just baritones in your choir, start with them, and because they're going to probably take more energy to really get everything solid than maybe your sopranos or altos would. And like I said, involve the girls, have them sing along in their octave, but start with the boys and build that core of sound from the bottom up. Number two, anticipate musical and vocal problems in your rehearsal plan. Obviously, I said sometimes rehearsal plans don't go as planned, but you're going to have an opportunity, to make adjustments along the way. But you got to start with a plan, and you got to start with those things that are going to cause issues for your boys. Perhaps the particular, tessitura that the part is written in, maybe the vowels that are going to be demanded of the boys at a particular extreme in their range, or leaps between registers, like I said. Make sure that you have, it could be even text things. It could even be appropriateness of text, or something that could even cause even a disciplinary issue, the subject matter. So be ready to anticipate those problems and attack them before they become a problem, just by acknowledging it. I know that when it comes up, we're going to have a problem with this. So just be aware, and just, that kind of speech to your choir would be very, very helpful. And just letting them know that you know there's going to be an issue, and letting them maybe try to fix it in their own head before they get there. Principle three is using the girls in your choir to provide vocal support and build confidence. Like I said, one of the most obvious things that you can do is have the girls sing in their own octave with the boys. Maybe start them so that they're not bored. Start them singing the boys' part. Give them that extra sort of sight reading challenge, and then pull the girls away. Also, have the girls be the quote-unquote cheerleaders for the boys. The boys will love it. They'll gain more confidence that way. And, pull the girls aside. Have a little conversation with them one day and say, we need your support. The better and more supportive you are to the boys, the more the boys are going to sing, the more boys will get in this program. And just have them just really, be the cheerleaders for the boys. And everybody loves to hear boys sing. And I've noticed time and time again, when the boys just really nail it in my rehearsal, the girls just, they just lose their mind. They're just so happy to hear what they're hearing. And, it's sad to say this, but the quality of your choral program in a mixed choir situation, especially in a school system, really depends on the strength and quality of your boys. You need to be cultivating a fantastic section, and the girls can help you do that. Principle four, solve discipline problems before they arise. Now, I went into great detail earlier, but just to highlight a few things, it's about keeping them active. If there's idle time, then you're going to hear acting out. If they're not confident because you haven't given them enough time on their own part, and maybe you're expecting something of them too quickly, or they just haven't had enough rehearsal and they're just not getting it, you're going to see that there's going to be some acting out because it's coming from insecurity. So do what you can. Bump their part of the rehearsal to the beginning of the process. Build from the bottom up, and you'll notice that a lot of the discipline problems go away. And keep rehearsal moving. You can't come and wing it. I'll tell you, I'm a great winger in rehearsal, but I'll tell you, I have a lot less issues with discipline when I come in with a plan. And I at least if I don't stick to the plan, I have a rough outline, and I'm always moving in rehearsal, and there is no idle time in the entire period. So, I would encourage you to re-listen if you need to. But I really hope you found today's Technique Tuesday helpful. If you'd like to read the transcript of this, go ahead to ryanguth.com/TT004 for Technique Tuesday, TT004. And you can read it and listen there again if you'd like. So feel free to share it on Facebook. Head on over to the Choir Nation Facebook group. Just type in Choir Nation in the search bar on Facebook and make sure you're on the email list so you get all the accompanying materials for today's lesson. I would like to highlight and tease a little bit our interview for tomorrow for the Wednesday episode, the regular episode of Find Your Forte. It is with Susie Digby. She is just a powerhouse of awesome choral awesomeness. She's from the UK. She is Lady Susie Digby because she has been bestowed the great honor upon her of the Order of the British Empire for her amazing work in music education, philanthropy, and in the world of choral music. So be sure to tune in for my interview. It is a great interview, and you will learn about a very embarrassing moment that she had conducting in leggings in front of 5,000 people at Royal Albert Hall. So that was a fun part of the conversation, but I think you'll enjoy the whole thing. So tune in tomorrow morning for episode 15 of Find Your Forte. Thank you, and have a lovely week.
Thank you for listening to Find Your Forte with Ryan Guth. As always, join Ryan online at www.ryanguth.com for detailed show notes and discussions on every episode. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Until next time, be amazing.